It's 7 o'clock. Welcome to the City Council meeting for the City of Shroyer, Texas. It's Monday, September 26, 2016. First order of business, 1.0, call to order. Roll call, members present and absent.
Mayor Pro Tem Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCowen.
Present.
Alderman Schnell. Mayor Sanford.
Present.
Alderman Hoskins.
Present.
Alderman Bowles.
Present.
We have a quorum.
2.0, Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
Moving on to 3.0, special presentations. There are none. 4.0, council reports and requests. 4.1, Mayor Sanford. I do not have any reports or requests. We're going to move on to 5.0, public hearings and public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to address council or comment on items which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are to be directed to the City Council, and dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law from participating in discussion or deliberation of items not specifically identified on this agenda. We're going to start over here and work our way. We'll start in the first row. Okay, we'll just, do you guys want to do both rows, or we'll start with you? Okay.
James Hester, 3523 Bayou Forest Drive. I believe that we're going to be looking at some disposal companies for our disposal for the city. I'd like to put a vote for Decker Disposal Option 1. I think a good one. It's going to be easy to manage for the recycling. The only downside is the glass. Other than that, we're going to go there. I guess it's marrow waste, and that's not too bad either, other than there's no bulk of trash. So, tough decision. But I'm still going to vote for the Decker Option 1 for myself anyway. Thank you. That's all I have.
Sarah Andrews, 6244. I wanted to remind someone that on May the 2nd of 2015, we stated that raising taxes is unacceptable because we already have the highest property tax rate by far in the surrounding area. The city's staffing has increased substantially over the last 8 years. Running the city has become more complex, more efficient. Methods of operations have not been pursued. And also, council has made the decision to subsidize water and sewer rates with property taxes. I don't like the property tax increase. I don't think that we should have one. I think that the legal fees should be paid by the council people that decide to use them. And down here.
Angela Horton, 228 Eagles. I want to talk about the trash services. So my vote is also for Decker. One, they're a small local community or company, and I think that we should, as a community, focus on that because we are also small. I will have to say that I commend AmeriWaste for standing up here in the first discussion meeting when it wasn't really open to ask questions. She was like, bring your questions, I don't care. I respect that she was willing to answer those questions. But what I'm going back to with Deckard is, how many times has that man asked, hey, I have a king-size mattress, will you pick it up? Yeah, I'll pick it up. Hey, I have a king-size mattress, will you pick it up? Yes, I'll pick it up. 3 or 4 times he was asked, if you have a king-size mattress and you throw it out at the road, the man's going to pick it up. You have a couch you want to throw away? It fits in the truck. He's going to pick it up. Downside with AmeriWaste, you have a couch. You even ask, if I cut it up, will you pick it up? Yeah, we'll pick it up. But if you don't cut it up, you have to pay a fee to have him pick it up. That's where I lose credibility with AmeriWaste. Yeah, good company, but at the same time, when you have to pay more to get what he's offering for a lower price, it kind of makes sense to go with him. So my vote would be for Decker, and I hope that that gets pushed forward. Now, there is one downside that I would say with Decker, but he did say that he's working on getting it, is the gravel truck. When we do the green up thing, and I don't think that that needs to be done every month, it might not even need to be done quarterly. Twice a year would be fantastic, but you need the grapple truck, because it's stupid. When you cut down a tree, and then you have to cut it in 4-foot sections, that's just dumb. And then you got to bundle it, just throw that crap out there and have the grapple pick up. I think that that's the smartest thing. I do think that that should be looked at like in a year, like if y'all go with him, that if he doesn't have it, that the contract can be revised. I think that that should be something that you can kind of work with. But that's all I have to say.
Anybody else in the back row?
I'm Neil Moyer. I live at 1118 North Country Club Drive. There are several agenda items that I'd like to try to quickly address, not necessarily in numerical order. With regard to item 7.3, the ordinance approval of the proposal of Decker, I second Mr. Hester's comments that option one, as far as recycling, would be, I think, a preferable one. If one looks at the figures, if the entire city is covered, something which I think is appropriate for reducing, ultimately, the waste volumes, the Decker proposal comes out to a little over $11,300 for the entire city of 627 residences. However, if you go with option two, and you were to get the 200 minimum opt-in, which the residents would pay directly to Decker, that comes to $9,000. So on a cost per residence basis, option two, which also provides for less frequent recycled pickup, costs more, and it's a cost which is billed ultimately directly to the residents. I think, I'm not going to say that recycling is just a good thing, it's an economic thing. Tipping fees at landfills are based on the volume of material taken to them. Typically, in Texas, it's reported that approximately 15% of all the waste that go into landfills are recycled. That means the landfills are filling up with material that really shouldn't be there. And expansion of landfills, new landfills, will surely be more costly than the existing landfills. So essentially we're shooting ourselves in one or more parts of our anatomy by filling up the landfills and also not making it worthwhile for the residents. Thank you.
We're going to move on to 6.0 administrative report, 6.1 city administrator's report.
Good evening. I'll be very brief this evening. We have received our hard copy of our permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the Miramar erosion project. As you know, we have no funding in place for that. We did design engineering, and now we have the permit, which will allow us to move to the next step in the process, which is to apply for construction funding. I previously had mentioned that the county is going to be making improvements and realignment of Choate Road between Bay Area Boulevard and Shore Acres, and Shore Acre Boulevard at 146. And that initially they were going to require us to move a force main, and we've negotiated into just resolving conflicts with the storm drainage that's going in for that road. There were sample pits that were dug that we paid for to determine where the conflicts would be, and we've worked that down to where there's about four conflicts. They also are conflicts with the City of LaPorte's lines. We're piggybacking with the city of LaPorte on that. And in advance of that work, we have a interconnect between our two force mains near our lift station number one. There are valves there to operate that interconnect, and it has not been used in decades. Those valves need to be replaced. That will allow us to shift both the city of Shore Acres and LaPorte's wastewater from one line to the other line so that those point repairs can be made with no disruption. Tomorrow, the city of LaPorte is going to replace all three of those valves. We purchased our valve, and they purchased the other two valves. That work will happen tomorrow. It'll have no impact or disruption on our wastewater service. And that's all I have to say.
Moving on to 6.2, monthly financial reports.
In your packet is the year-to-date numbers. Our general fund checking account balance has dropped to $54,204.33 at the end of August. Utility fund, $95,298.69. We still have $22,691.61 in the community development block grant fund pending closeout. Our tech school account has $685,831.08. We still have our core previous deposits that have been untouched for more than 12 years with a maturity value of $255,852. Our property tax collections on current 2015 taxes, that's $2,247.90. Delinquent taxes, $567.67. Total collection on the 2015 property tax of $878,099.97. Our August sales tax, general receipts of $6,949.11. And our road sales tax is $1,737.28. And that road tax is 0.25%. And that authorization will expire in 2017. And that will necessitate us putting a reauthorization of the road maintenance sales tax on the ballot next May. And that's the financial report.
Moving on to 7.0 business, 7.1 consideration and approval of invoices. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve our invoices.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Do we have a motion to approve our invoices brought by Alderman Bolt, seconded by Alderman Hoskins? All those in favor?
Aye.
Item 7.2, reconsideration, discussion, and approval of resolution number 2016-203, proposing a maximum property tax rate, setting the date for tax hearings, and setting the date to adopt 2016 property tax rate, brought by Jennings. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2016-203, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Shore Acres proposing a maximum property tax rate of 0.843 per $100 taxable value for the city's fiscal year beginning October 1st, 2016 and ending September 30th, 2017, providing that a public hearing on the proposed tax rate will be conducted at meetings of the City Council to be held on September 29th, 2016 and October 10th, 2016, each commencing at 7 p.m. at Shore Acres City Hall, City Council Chambers, 601 Shore Acres Boulevard, Shore Acres, Texas, 70571. Scheduling the vote on the property tax rate for the said 2016-2017 fiscal year at a council meeting held on October 13, 2016, commencing at 7 p.m. at the said City Shore Acres City Hall. Such date and time subject to change as the council may determine, providing an effective date.
Do a second?
I'll second.
So we have a motion to approve resolution number 2016-203 brought by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Bowles. All the, do we want discussion?
Yes.
Can you have the floor?
I'm good.
McCown?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me just read something. I'll thank you for what you read. I was going to read the same thing. This was written a few years ago. Mayor Weber stated that he didn't see a need to raise taxes, but wanted flexibility to do so. Jeez. I've seen time and time again people run for office on a low tax, fiscally conservative agenda. They get elected and decide, hey, we need flexibility. So we're going to hold an entirely meaningless public hearings and then do what they wanted to do in the first place. Why are we doing this? Just to raise taxes. There was no reason. When I was elected, I said, I'm not going to vote for tax increases. And that's all we're effectively doing. The words that I read to you and the words that she read to you as well were written by Alderman Jennings. We made a promise, and Alderman Jennings made a promise, and I'm going to stick by my promise. I am not in favor of taxes to be increased. Thank you.
If there's no further discussion, we'll vote. All those in favor? Aye. All those against? Nay. We have three in favor: Jennings, McCown, Bowles, and one against, Hopkins, and it passes. Moving on to 7.3, consideration and approval of ordinance number 2016-222, authorizing the mayor to execute a contract with Desert Disposal All and Recycling Services for residential waste collection, disposal, and recycling, and providing for termination of existing contract for residential waste collection, disposal, and recycling with the Republic of Alderman Jennings. Do you have a motion?
I make a motion to adopt ordinance number 2016-222. An ordinance authorizing the execution of a contract with Decker Disposal and Recycling Services for the collection and removal of household solid waste, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date hereof.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So we have a motion to approve ordinance number 2016-222 brought by Alderman Jennings, seconded by McCown. Mr. Jennings, you have the floor?
Yeah, I have the floor. Great. I would like to ask council a question, if that's okay. Would that be okay, Mayor?
Sure.
Yeah, what do you guys think about the recycling? Should it be, we had a speaker earlier talk about the economics of it. I know I've talked to Mr. Decker, and he would prefer the citywide thing. But I haven't really heard any citizens, demanding we do it citywide. And so I'm just curious what council thinks about that particular part of the contract. Should it be a subscription based, or should we do it on the city as a whole? Subscription based at $375 per household per month, $45 a year, or a citywide non-subscription, not optional, fee of $1.50 per month per household, or $18 a year. So I'm just curious if anybody on council has any thoughts on that.
I can tell you what the citizens have voiced to me, the ones that don't do recycling, and that they don't want to have to pay for their neighbor to recycle. So the subscription was something that appealed to me as a mayor way. As long as we get the services back at an affordable price, then I don't really, it's okay whoever we go with, but I think that was the biggest concern with.
The interesting thing about Decker, and can we converse for a minute?
Sure.
The interesting thing about Decker is that it's a weekly, if we do it citywide, and it's every other week, so it's twice a month.
Which is essentially every other week.
Every other week, if we do it on the subscription basis, so you're paying more for less, if it's a subscription versus if we impose a fee on people that don't want it, and then it's weekly and cheaper. So that's why I'm asking what council has to think about it.
I agree with you. We are imposing something on people that don't want it. And that's actually kind of the same truth as the heavy bulk, if you really think about it. I mean, how many people throw out refrigerators once a week? Not many. How many people throw out, king-size mattresses?
I think the
rate
limit for the thing, too, there was
50. So, Amber Waste was going to charge for that. But, $40 for a large refrigerator is reasonable. And those prices were reasonable. And if we look at the pricing, Amber Waste is about $3 cheap per month for the residents. So, I'm kind of mixed.
How do you come to that calculation that the Amber Waste does not offer bulk pickup?
They do.
Yes, they do on an optional basis, and we've seen what that has done to the city.
They both offer anything up to 50 pounds, both the Meriways and Decker. It's up to 50 pounds, so that's the bulk that both providers are providing. The weight limit.
That's simply the case as far as what AmeriWaste put in their contract. Mayor Sanford, AmeriWaste specifically had a specific page for a queen size mattress, if I recall, a king size mattress, a big in other words, they were equal in what they called, and AmeriWaste defined it as bulky waste, not bulk waste, but bulky. And Decker, at the first meeting, I never met the man before, but after the first meeting that you introduced AmeriWaste, he came up to me afterwards, after the meeting, and said, I've got a better idea. And then he presented the contract, obviously. So, you know, that's, and if we want to know why we're here, over the Hoskins, if you want to know why we're here, Mr. Stahl, can you display the slide that I sent you earlier? If you want to know why we're here, if you want to talk about election promises, let's look.
We're not talking about the election.
Oh, actually, we are.
We're talking about
taxes. I'm sorry, ma'am, but Mr. Hoskins already brought it up.
Because he brought up taxes.
Let's look what you said. This is what Mayor Sanford said.
This is a
we pay $13.35 per week, and we can get it done for $8, including heavy trash, including recycling. That's what you said.
I said Tina and Alago pay approximately $8 per household per month.
I think you need to read what's in red. We can get it done for less than half. That's what you said.
Can get all our services for less than what we currently pay.
No, you said half of what we currently pay. Now we're paying more. Your own proposal is more.
It's not even on the agenda. We're talking about taxes.
Alderman Hoskins
brought up taxes, which is on the agenda.
Alderman Hoskins. You think recycling and garbage pickup is not on the agenda? Really? Let's read it again.
Okay. What is it? So we should go with
You want to read
is that
it again?
What you're saying?
Yeah. What I was saying was
if you were presenting something for $8, you wouldn't be
here. And we're getting household garbage twice a week, and that's it. We're getting recycling for some of our, which is also costing our public works guys. So you want to add in a public works, what we paid them. You want to add in their time 2 days, which takes away from mowing our ditches.
What I want is what you promised.
Yeah, that's
eight
what we're
bucks.
Trying to do.
Eight
who
bucks.
Brought AmeriWaste, and who is
eight
the one
bucks.
Who contract, who brought the bulk and stuff originally?
$8.
No,
what
I didn't
want.
Say $8. I said
you
Tito did. And El Lago pay approximately $8
per
household.
We could afford all of these for about half of what we're paying. That's what you said.
Yes, add up Republic, or add up what we pay to public works employees, the two days a week that we use for recycling, add that into what we pay $13.35 monthly.
Bring it to council.
Yeah.
$8. That's what we need. $8.
No, nobody said that I could get it for half of $8.
You did. That's right.
No, I didn't. Why don't you reread it? You're putting words and you're twisting things around. That's something that you're very good at.
That is simply what you said.
Yeah, you can take that down, Mr. Stahl.
Yeah, because we don't want to know
the value. You know what? Once you're adding the total cost of what we're paying right now for recycling, the truth is you're something else. You twist things around. The truth is, we're paying $13.35 a month, plus we're paying two salaries for two employees on public works 2 days a week. Add that into what we pay, what comes out of our revenue to cover our recycling and our garbage. And all we get is twice a week household. We get recycling once a week.
Right.
Right. So I think that
we're
paying a lot more than we should.
Cheaper.
What?
Yeah, the proposal is by far the superior proposal here. So
no,
I move that we call the question.
Okay, are you done debating? Is everybody else done debating?
Well, you can't move to.
You can't. You can make a motion anyway.
Okay, let's talk about it some more. Let's put it back on the board.
So are you making a motion to?
I already made the motion to approve.
Do we have it? No. You asked to go back to the original question. So did you make a motion to go back to the previous question?
I made a motion to call.
Do we have a second?
You second.
Okay, so you seconded his motion to return to the previous question, right?
I haven't seconded anything.
Okay.
He seconded. No.
So it dies for lack of a second. We're still debating?
You're correct.
I didn't have anything to say.
You didn't second, so his motion died because you didn't.
No, I'm saying we're going back to the discussion. I had
that's what we're doing because you didn't second it.
Well, exactly. I'm saying I have nothing to discuss.
Are you saying if you seconded the first?
That's correct. That is correct. I seconded the first one.
Okay, so we're going back to the discussion because you didn't discuss.
The first one.
He seconded the motion to approve the Decker contract.
I make a clarification?
Sure.
The number of $13.35 was given. That's not what we pay. That's what we charge the residents. We only pay $9 and about $9.85.
And how much do we pay in salaries for 2 days for those two employees, along with fuel and everything else?
It closes up the difference to the, that's right. why we charge. But I just clarifying that we charge $13.35.
But our total we charge
pay $13.
Right, but we're also over budget on that because but we were doing.
Gonna, I'm just saying, if you're going to add the public works employees, you add it to the $9.80, not to the $13.65.
Right, okay. So we're voting or are we still discussing?
Well, I'd like to hear from you. If it's okay with you.
Can we open this up for. Do you guys have questions?
We have high school students here tonight. We need to really. They're here to observe our city.
I have a question.
Okay.
On the recycling with all the city, I can understand why some residents that don't recycle don't want to pay. But then on the other hand, you know, the people that do want to recycle are kind of getting punished for it because they have to pay so much extra. So, you know, you can kind of go both ways, right? I just think it would be a little easier to manage if you just did it across the board for the whole city. And like Mr. Muir said, that it would be a lot. The cost would be less, but not for each individual person.
Right, it'd be more for each individual.
I have to choose not to recycle. So I really don't want to pay for that service. I don't want it to be what costs me more. And those that recycle, I mean, I think that if that's what they want to use it for.
Subscription cost. It's like a newspaper. You want a newspaper? You use a scrap.
Okay.
If you want to recycle, you subscribe.
Anybody else?
Okay, I am not a recycler. I'm an animal lover, but not a recycler. I am totally game, though, of like the, you know, quarterly or bi-yearly like big trash pickup. You know, say if I do chop down a tree, you know, at least the option is there, you know, to have it knowing, say, you know, the 6 month and the 12th month, you know, hey, that's the time to get your jumps in the street because, you know, I can see paying for that service, but I do not see, like, at all. I mean, yeah, it's $1.50, but that $1.50 could go towards, you know, something different, like to the state parks or, you know, something else that, you know, I feel that we would need, you know, for our community versus
$1.50 if you subscribe, $3.75.
Well, then $3.75 or, you know, we'll just round it $5, you know, that could go to the city, you know, per billing cycle. I mean, yeah, that to me would be a better investment.
I would decker $3.75, but waste me, a mere waste is $3. So.
Yeah,
either way, I mean, you know, I'd rather see it go back into the city rather than recycling.
So. I'm not a recycler either, and if it's cheaper to be a subscriber and not recycle, I think I can go with the count without a cappuccino once a month or once a week or whatever. I'm okay. I can still lose the weight. It's fine. I mean, it's $3. I mean, I get it. I'm on a fixed income too. You know, I mean, I really don't have $3 to just pay for something that I'm not going to use. But at the same time, when you look at the totality of the company, I think that it's a better company.
Can I ask Tim a question? Has Decker Disposal ever done business with the city of Shore Acres?
Yes.
Were the contract, were you all fired?
Well, actually, let me change that a little bit. I did business with the city of Shore Acres in the 80s. With a previous company that I had, it wasn't Decker Disposal. It was Bay Area Disposal Service.
What company is that now, Republic?
We sold out in 1988 to Republic.
And then what happened with the contract with the city of Shore Acres? Was the contract terminated? Or
when we sold out, the if I remember correctly, we went to city council, and the city council agreed to transfer that to the public works.
Decker Disposal has never done business with the city of Shore Acres.
Decker Disposal has never done business with the city.
But you, your business you previously owned while you were the owner did business with the city of Shore Acres?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you personally have done business with the city of Shore Acres on another occasion?
I have.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have any questions?
I'd like to ask for
Is there anybody else that has questions? I'm sorry.
What about, like, you know, how the city report, which we're not, but how they have the stations where you can take your recycling. And why couldn't we have a recycling station where we all just take it and he dumps it once a month?
Isn't that what you do now for your other
citizens? Or would it be going house to house anymore?
Do you do house to house with your other over in, or do you do, you have a drop off?
We have a drop off that we put out every other week at our office.
And they come to you?
They come to us.
Okay, is there? Recycling aside, I don't know what the cost for the average household pickup. I mean, are they comparable or are they?
For the two different companies?
Yes.
Do you want to tell them how much Mayor Waste is and how much Decker is?
The pricing that they're going to charge us? Well, it depends.
Mayor Waste is
$14.86 a month.
$16.15. Yeah. And Decker is $16.15.
It's about $1.50 a month more for Decker. But I do have a couple of questions. How many trucks did you say you had?
We have 7 vehicles in our fleet.
Seven in the fleet. You said the average age, I believe, was 2004?
Yes.
Because Amir Waste has 27 trucks. Their oldest is 2007. And they already currently have a grappling truck, so they could come if we wanted a contract with them on a quarterly basis. They could do that. Do you have a grappling truck today?
No. In my proposal that I put, I said that we would look heavily at that and try to come up with an answer within 30 days.
Okay.
So would there be something in the contract that states that if you're going to get this truck within a certain time frame? Or?
No, that's not part of the contract.
I'm just curious how, if it has to be less 50 pounds or less, are you going to have your men pick up the huge sofa and toss it over?
Yes. And when I was going to comment when you first stated that, in our contract we have that no receptacle should be more than 50 pounds. We understand that when we picked up the bulk trash, which is going to be on the second pickup, that those things, generally a sofa is going to be more than 50 pounds. We're not going to require you, and I heard when Amir Waste was here, you, I believe, said, well, if I break this up in small pieces and bundle it up, will you take it? She said, yes. I don't think that's reasonable to have you get out there with a sledgehammer, break a sofa up in small pieces, or a dresser, or whatever the case may be, we're going to take it. And when we crush it in our truck, if there's pieces that break up and fall on the ground, we're going to pick those pieces up. So,
when you overload trucks like that, does that cause hydraulic fuel leaks?
No.
You had stated before that we asked you about hydraulic fuel leaks. That was something that the citizens were concerned about because Republic, that was a concern. Republic was leaving fuel and fluid and stuff on our roadways. And when we asked you about that, you said that my concern is that your trucks are older. And you had stated on the record before that you had 2 hydraulic fluid leaks the week before. Then you didn't disclose that you had done business with the fiduciary acres prior to. Your cost is $16.15 a month compared to $14.86 per Maryland. And then you originally, I think you wanted $7.50 per household if you did a subscription for the recycling, and you changed your bids a few times, and now it's at $3.75, where Amir Waste is $3, including tax. So that's my concern is, you know, we don't want to get stuck with the same type of service that we're getting right now with old trucks, leaking fluid on our vehicles, not enough manpower. You know, if you have a truck break down, then we're just stuck. You know, we're not going to have, where Amir Waste are fleet is, you know, 4 or 5 times larger and newer.
Let me address a couple of points. One, when I did make the original proposal, if I'm not mistaken, in that proposal I listed a profile of myself, and in that profile, what I've done in my past career, I stated that I owned Bay Area Disposal Service, and owning that company, I had contracts with Shore Acres. I had contracts with Shady River across the street. I had contracts with another utility district near San Jack College, And so I haven't tried to pull the wool over anybody's eyes as far as what I've done. And I listed that because I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I think if you were to look back at 25 years or whatever it is, never a complaint regarding our service. And I didn't sell out actually to Republic. Back then in the 80s, it was BFI. We sold out to another company that sold out to Republic. But anyway, AmeriWaste certainly has more trucks than I do. But they need more trucks because they have four times as many contracts as I do. So those trucks, if they have them, I know they don't have 27 spare trucks. They've got a number of spare trucks, as I have a number of spare trucks. I don't believe the question was asked of AmeriWaste when the last time you had a hydraulics bill, but in our business, you're going to have hydraulics bills now. The question is, how well do you maintain your trucks? We do a very good job of maintaining our trucks, but I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you or anybody else that we don't have hydraulic leaks. I could go out tomorrow and break a hose. Now, if hydraulic falls on the ground, we're going to clean it up. And if necessary, we're going to get a wash crew out there to wash the streets.
What about, can you do our service on Mondays and Thursdays like we have right now?
Sure.
It doesn't have to be Tuesdays?
It does not have to be Tuesdays.
Okay, but we're comfortable with what we have right now.
I have talked to several citizens. They would like Tuesday, Friday, for the simple fact that we have a lot of holidays on Mondays. If you have Thanksgiving, they'll pick up the day after Thanksgiving. So we have that. Now, my other question for you is, if you have a truck breakdown, what's your plan? Are you going to have another truck out here that afternoon to finish your route?
Yes. We do not hold trash over to the next day.
If we put bulk items out, you're going to pick them up. You're not going to charge us $50 per couch.
Nope.
Or anything like that. I keep asking that. Because it's coming up. I can tell you that I've talked to a lot of citizens. They want heavy trash. They want the bulk. People are tired of driving through the neighborhood. I drive through the neighborhood every day. I'm tired of seeing trash in front of people's house. I try to keep my house clean. I know everybody else here does. But if somebody's got a couch out there and it's not going to get picked up, what do you do with it? At least we've got somebody that's going to pick it up. We're not going to charge. A lot of people can't afford $50 to get a couch picked up.
No, and I'm fine with either company. I don't want to get us back into the position that we're in now where we're, like I said, we're having fluid leaks, our trash isn't being picked up, we have trucks broke down at the Shell station, you know, they don't have the manpower to bring someone in. I want the best thing for our buck. I want the best service for our money. That's where I'm coming from. It's something personal for you. I don't know AmeriWaste personally. I don't know you personally. Yes.
Yeah, I think the Tuesday and Friday is a great point because we can get more bang for the buck that way.
Okay.
Because Republic did show up on the holidays, even though they weren't supposed to.
Sometimes.
They always showed up.
And they got half of us, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people thought that they were going to come. So we just put it out anyway. But anyway.
Did you have concerns about
Denver
going on a job search for
a year? We don't like you after a year. We're going to re-examine them,
and either
you make adjustments and fix it immediately, or we're going with someone else.
Performance is part of the contract.
Yes.
What about, reasonable size tree limbs that aren't 4 foot, 6 or 8 foot? We see a lot of that in this neighborhood. If they're small enough, you put in the truck.
Yeah, I have a bunch that needs to be picked up. So if you get hired, you're going to know my house. Because I'm ready.
That's what most people have. Is right. 6, 8, 10 foot limbs. You don't expect to have a tree. Something like that is what a lot of people want.
I would agree with David that if you drive around our neighborhood, the biggest problem we have is the driveways along the sides. I mean, everything from accidental yard waste, that would be the state home leaks that are falling all through the neighborhood, and it makes our neighborhood look bad. I think you're never going to make everybody happy. You're going to have those people like us, we don't have couches. You're going to have other people that don't want to recycle. I'm very much pro-earth, very much pro-recycling.
I think everybody should do it. I wouldn't mind paying the dollar quarter for that. I could stand here just as much as, and make a position that, okay, it's all about me, so I don't want to pay the extra $1.40 for a decker to get your couch picked up. But I think we need to all be willing to compromise and say what's best for the city, not what's just best for me. Because let's get back to your frappuccino or whatever. Is $1.30 really that difficult, you know, for something that might benefit the entire city? Because I'm willing to do that for you, or you that want to have your couch picked up. So maybe it's all just about give and take and what's best for the community as a whole, and that's just my vote. So I vote for recycling.
Subscription or non-subscription? Where everybody pays for it?
I mean, really, is $1.30 that much? If I'm willing to pay more for your couch, it's just something to consider. I see both sides.
I think that if you have subscription recycling, people are going to drop out of it. The whole idea is to recover materials and reuse them. The dollar and a half per person is you know, quite reasonable, but so is the three and a half. But given an option, a lot of people would quit recycling. It's just human nature to do the least effort, and the least effort is to throw everything into the large garbage bag. That's just my opinion, that it isn't going to, you know, nobody's going to notice it, but a lot of people will not recycle if you start charging them individually.
I think that when AmeriWay, if there's no way to get you've come down on your recycling so much, there's no way to come down on your recycling a little bit more so that you're a little bit closer to AmeriWay? $3?
They're at $3 and we're at $3.75.
Right. You can't do like $3.25 or... you know, I mean, can you just get a little bit closer to them to where... Because I think that most people, $3, when they were here, I think you were here, you heard them, they said $3 is not a big deal. We'll cut the check right now under a subscription basis. And I'm putting you on the spot.
Well,
I think we have a contract that we need to vote on. I'm going to make a motion to call the question.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I think it takes four.
No, it's two-thirds.
Okay. All right, so we're voting. All those, we're voting on the Alderman Jennings' motion to approve ordinance number 2016-222, authorizing the mayor to execute a contract with Decker Disposal and Recycling Service for residential waste collection, disposal, and recycling, and providing for termination of existing contract for residential waste collection, disposal, and recycling with the public services. It was seconded by McCown. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? So it passes. We have Jennings, McCown, and Foles who say aye, and Alderman Hoskins abstains. So we're moving on to 7.4. Discussion of the new flood insurance rate map firm and proposed changes to the city flood damage prevention regulations brought by Jennings. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion for?
A motion to discuss.
A motion to discuss is not a proper motion.
Okay. I make a motion that we move to 7.4 discussion of the flood insurance rate map proposed changes to the city's flood prevention regulations.
Your motion is to what?
You just want to talk about this.
That's all.
You can do what you want to. You guys are getting a good education tonight.
So, a motion to discuss is not a proper motion. So we're going to move on to 7.5, resolution number 2016-208, proposing the effective tax rate. This is the time council can reconsider.
We have a point of order. 7.5 on the agenda. We don't propose an effective tax rate. The wording of the agenda item is incorrect. There's nothing to discuss.
This is the way that the wording was done on last year, and it was not incorrect and seemed to be different.
Well, you don't propose an effective rate. You calculate it. So there's nothing here.
Okay. Was there not even discussed flood rate for anything?
It's the...
I mean, if you're not getting flooded, did you lose anything?
Yeah, I bought my house after it had been flooded.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. But then, actually, you're not allowed to while we're up here. No, it's disrupting our city council meeting.
No more than y'all are being like.
If you speak again, I'm going to have you removed. Okay, so we're going to go on to item 7.6, consideration and approval of ordinance number 2016-224, authorizing the mayor to execute a contract with Premier Waste Incorporated for residential waste collection, disposal, and recycling, and providing for termination of existing contract for residential waste collection, disposal, and contract services. We've already voted on a mayor waste unless one of the aldermen who have voted wants to reconsider. We're going to move on to 7.7. Consideration, discussion, and approval of ordinance number 2016-225, amending the code of the city of Troy, providing that resolutions or ordinances prepared by the city secretary as original documents shall not be taken from city secretary's office. It was brought by Bowles. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion. Consider discussion and approval of ordinance number 2016-225, amending the city code. The City of Shore Acres providing that resolutions or ordinances prepared by the City Secretary as original documents shall not be taken from the Secretary's office.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
So we have a motion to approve ordinance number 2016-225 brought by Bowles, seconded by James. Any discussion?
Yes. I'm proposing this. In City Code, we have what's called vital documents. And vital documents are not supposed to leave the city hall. And I just ask that we clarify in the city code. We are a open government, and I'm talking to the high school kids. If you come up here and request something, by law, we have to get it. If it's not here, we can't get it. So if we have a resolution or an ordinance that gets passed and it's not outside, you know, people come in and request something and have. I came in last week, asked for something, wasn't here. I don't know why. I don't care. I think that if we have it, anybody that's a member of this city, council, resident, you can come in and request something. You shouldn't have to ask where it is and have to track it. I feel that we handle business on Monday nights. We have a city office that's open from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I think all city business can be handled there and handled on site. I don't think we need to take anything outside of this business or outside of this building. This is our city, your city, and we have a right to know everything, good, bad, otherwise. You shouldn't have to track stuff down. That's why I propose this.
So we're going to start with Denny.
Alderman Bowles, is there a specific reason you have this ordinance?
Yes, sir. I came in and asked for our budget resolution from the last council meeting. Wanted to look it over. Was not in the building. I was told it was the mayor's residence. The mayor took it off site. I have issues with that. This is not a personal attack. This is nothing personal. I'm not name calling, but as a resident and as a city official, if we want something, we need to have it. It needs to be accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. First of all, let's go through how ordinances are actually created.
Basically,
we debated ordinance, and we're debating this one. And at the end of, if this is passed, what happens is that it is the city secretary's job and responsibility to engross that ordinance. What engrossing the ordinance means is that the words are correct as we pass them. So if we make any modifications to this ordinance, that needs to be later modified. That's done electronically. In fact, most engrossed documents in the state of Texas are electronic. They're not on paper. You're talking about a piece of paper. If you wanted to see that ordinance, I'm certain you could have gotten one printed. Not a problem. In fact, what I don't understand with these ordinances, why not just put them into a PDF format and email them to the mayor? She can print them off at home, sign them, and then the second part of the process is for the mayor to sign the ordinance, and it needs to be attested or certified by the city secretary or city attorney. That's how the process works. It's not about a piece of paper. That's not what the way our documents work. Our documents are electronic. In fact, most state legislatures don't even pass papers around anymore. It's all done electronically. Why we're not doing that, I have no clue. Secondly, the mayor has 4 days to sign, and a full 4 days to sign an ordinance, which means if this ordinance passes, somebody's going to have to be here Friday till 7 o'clock at night. City Hall's going to have to stay open for the mayor to go to the city secretary's office to sign that ordinance, because this ordinance specifically says to from the secretary's office. So if Mr. Stahl wants to stay here till 7 o'clock on Fridays,
I'm trying to find the Texas government code, but it actually states, state law says that I am to return the ordinance with a reconsideration. If I do not return it or I do not sign it, then it goes into effect. David Stahl's signature does not belong on this ordinance until after I have signed them. So it's not even an original document, first off. Second, state law says that I'm to take the document and either not return it.
Does it say home? That's my question. Does it say
home? It says take it, wherever the heck I want to take it.
You can get two previous mayors I spoke with never took documents out of this building and took them home. Why do we have to take originals out of this building?
It's not original. It's not original until it's signed by us. David Stahl's signature doesn't belong on it until after I've signed it, and he's attesting my signature. It's not an original document. It's a printed piece of paper from a computer. State law says that either I don't return it and it goes into effect, or I return it with a reconsideration.
Your office.
Circumvent state law so that you can, you know, micromanage me, Alderman Bowles.
It's got nothing to do with micromanage, but since we're going to bring it up, did you not state that you would be at City Hall every day to handle business? You say it in your campaign letter, but you're never here and you take documents and take them away. We don't have them electronically. Okay, we have what he has, the original.
Correct,
but it's the whole point that we conduct business at the city. This is the City Hall. Let's take it to anybody's house and let's take care of it.
Well, then take it to legislature. They're open this year. Because if you want to change state law, that's what you need to do. So you go to legislature.
This is a very, very petty point, folks.
It
really
is.
All you need to do is just email it to her via PDF. Mm-hmm. You can print them off, sign them.
Well, that's kind of hard to do whenever she doesn't answer city email either.
Yeah,
on your city website.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Let's have the discussion outside.
That's just, that's not on the agenda.
I'm going to follow state law. State law supersedes this ordinance.
If this passes, we're going to have City Hall open on Fridays till 7 p.m. for her to go.
He has to be available.
And you need to be available. I'm not happy with that. I kind of like things the way they are.
You wouldn't be happy with it either, I know. I disagree with your interpretation, so what the state law says.
Alderman
Hoskins is obviously the expert here, but I'm curious. Why can't you just sign it when you go up to your desk? Or not? Just say no. Done.
Because I may not want to sign it. I may want to send it back for reconsideration. That's something that's afforded to me through state law. I can't try to legislate here.
Has that ever been returned, Mr. Stahl?
It doesn't have to be returned. State law says if it's not returned, then it takes effect.
Right. So
it doesn't require my signature either.
Yeah.
If I don't sign it, then it goes into effect. So if I send it back for reconsideration, I have to the fourth day to do it, which is Friday.
I disagree with your interpretation. The document that I prepare, as Alderman Hoskins referred to, is engrossed. That is, I draft the ordinance or the resolution as council to the consideration, and that is the original document. On that document, it shows what the vote was and whether it passed at the meeting or not. It's placed in the language in the law says it's placed in the city secretary's office for signature. The mayor has the option of not approving it and returning it not to the city secretary. It's not supposed
it's
to ever leave
council,
the city secretary. Return it to city council. And return is a function. It's not an action in terms of moving it somewhere. It's returned to council with a letter of what your objection is.
Reconsideration. If it's not returned, then it goes into effect. So, you know, you can print it out and sign it. It's the same. I mean,
if I were to PDF it,
what is the original, and if you sign one and you don't sign another PDF or...
No, that's not how it works.
It is a document that's prepared. I've asked the city attorney for his opinion as to what the official
And I've also talked to PML. So, you know, there's obviously some differences of opinions, but like I said, I will follow state law, which supersedes anything that you guys do. So we're going to go back. We're going to vote. We're voting on a motion to approve ordinance number 2016-225, brought by Alderman Bowles, seconded by Jennings. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against?
Nay.
So we have Jennings, McCown, and Bowles for it, and Hoskins against it, and it passes. If there's no other city business, we will adjourn at 7:55 p.m.